Grand Champ. The dog shivered, despite the heat radiating from its skin. Xavier's sweat soaked his shirt as he carried the dog the short walk up the uneven sidewalk to his father's back porch. Pulled him close while his hand searched for the handle of the screen door. He heard a rustle and saw movement in his periphery. Ray, his father's next-door neighbor, or rather Xavier's neighbor now, sat on his back porch. He made a show of turning the pages of his newspaper, pretending to mind his business when he most decidedly was not. Xavier had first met Ray on a return trip from the grocery store. Xavier had gone to pick up his father's medications, along with an assortment of frozen dinners and liters upon liters of diet soda. Ray had been raking leaves in his tiny front yard, and Xavier lifted his chin at him and waved. He hadn't yet noticed the white embroidered MAGA on Ray's red baseball cap, perched high on his balding head. The hat had his full attention when Ray asked, with no small sense of entitlement, if Xavier lived in the neighborhood. Xavier smiled, tight-lipped, a practiced response to like-minded questions from the many Rays he'd encountered. A mask he wore when explanations were in no way owed but nonetheless demanded. Xavier told Ray that he was, in fact, Sam Wallace's only son. Ray's face registered a melange of surprise and disappointment. Whether the man's expression was because his neighbor's son was black or because he felt he no longer had a good enough reason to call the police, Xavier didn't know. Nor did he care. Arms encumbered by the groceries, Xavier had fumbled for the keys, used the wrong one twice, conscious of Ray's watching him until he slid the right one home and made his way inside. Xavier imagined Ray, back in his house, grumbling something in-racist, peering through the aluminum blinds, bent just wide enough to see whatever black shenanigans Xavier would most assuredly be up to.
"Don't let me find that thing shit on my lawn," Ray called out.
Xavier's fingers grasped at air as he cradled the trembling dog. His arms burned from the strain. He shifted the animal, pressed his thumb down on the door handle's release. Ray snapped his newspaper.
"Or in anyone else's yard, for that matter. This is a decent, clean neighborhood, and I better not hear so much as a whimper past 8 p.m. You know we have a noise ordinance around here, don't you?"
Xavier leaned his rear against the door and closed it behind him. Ray continued his screed, unfazed by the lack of audience. Xavier stepped into his bedroom, just off to the left of the back door. The dog still in his arms, he pulled the sheets from the mattress and dragged them down the hall to the kitchen. Once there, he piled them into a makeshift bed with his foot and gently laid the dog down. From the cabinets, he pulled down a bowl and filled it with cold water. Xavier placed the bowl by the dog's muzzle and lay down on the floor in front of him, their faces inches apart. The dog's dried nose flared, each breath a struggle. One eyebrow lifted, then the other, as he looked to the water bowl, to Xavier, then back again. His eyes interrogated Xavier, asked him why and how, pleaded for answers. Xavier heard the unspoken questions, ones that echoed his own. But those answers on the chalkboard, like many, as of late, had been partially wiped away. Yesterday had been, relatively speaking, one of Sam's better days at the nursing facility. Xavier hadn't been able to make it that week as many times as he would have liked, or at least as many times as he told his father he would have liked. As the end of his suspension neared, Xavier stepped up his training, the intensity and frequency as though he was in camp, ready to take a fight any minute, though the chances were remote given the circumstances of his exit. The promoter had told him as much. Still, he had to stay in fight shape. Being unprepared when the call came was a luxury for fighters under contract. If that meant missed visits to Pop, then so be it. To see his father's decline was difficult. Not being there to see it remedied that particular malady. There were, of course, days where Xavier simply forgot to go. And then there were the days that he forgot that he forgot. Yesterday was not one of those. Lying on the floor across from the dog, he remembered that he'd remembered to be at the nursing home for a family care conference with the team coordinating Sam's care. The nurses and therapists told Xavier his father's emphysema had worsened, and in his demented agitation, he had been pulling his nasal cannula out, which caused him to desaturate. When Xavier asked them for a translation of all the words that weren't agitation into English, one of the care team explained that it was getting harder for his father to breathe on his own, and that the Alzheimer's symptoms made him pull out the oxygen tube from his nose.